Hello, and welcome to another episode of Pluto and the Mundane. This is my third episode. Pretty proud of myself. I am your host, Augustina Cartagena, and I'm here to take you on an exploratory journey of mundane astrology. Usually, I have this more of a focus on history because ultimately, at the end of the day, I am a history nerd, but there's a lot of Aquarius energy going on right now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 planets in Aquarius at the moment, with a new moon on the 11th, which is just going to kind of like new moons in astrology, or like this time to create new goals. It's new moon, new goals. Full moon, that means you let go of old stuff. So I kind of wanted to look at this because you may or may not be aware of a lot of shenanigans that are going on in the stock market right now with GameStop, specifically, which that one caught the headlines because, oh shit, it was normal people from Reddit messed around and cost hedge fund managers lots of money. So everyone panicked over that. Then Robinhood and other like third party like stock brokers put a kibosh on that for a little while. There was like a whole thing going on, very unethical, but ultimately it is their platform, so they're able to do that kind of thing. So that's been going on a week ago. It's not even been a 2 weeks yet. It's just been 1 week, and we still had a lot of Aquarius energy, but the moon's recently made its way into Aquarius, so now you're looking at that making its way. I'm expecting something to happen in the stock market on the 11th, and I'll get to why. But again, focusing on the now, that's kind of, especially since we've got this Uranus in Taurus energy. Uranus is rebellious energy, doesn't like to do things the way it's supposed to do. Taurus is the opposite of that. It likes to stay in its place. It likes everything to have its, not even that it needs to have its place, it just needs to listen to it. That is Taurus energy. And so you've got those two going on in Taurus. If you are checking out my stream, check it out. I've got a little thing there. If not, you can Google it. People are talking about it all over the place. Astrologers are talking about it all over the place. With all of this aqua energy is just really interesting to me. It's all the energies in play, like everything in Taurus is mostly squared with everything in Aquarius. So it's causing tension. And I think at least when it comes to the stock market and the economy, that's how it's manifesting in this struggle between the working class, normal people, the not rich really, and us 99 percenters, and the elite class. That's what it seems to be going on in the stock market, and the energies here kind of indicate that. In mundane astrology, Aquarius is the sign of the lower houses of government and local government. It's kind of like the people's sign, essentially. Then we've got the sun in Aquarius and the moon. And on the new moon, it's going to be conjunct. That's what new moons are. It's a conjunction of the sun and the moon. So during that time, we've got this conjunction and kind of the like unification of the president, which is the sun, or other like ruling classes, and the common people and crowds, which is the moon. So I've been playing with Dogecoin. I myself have been messing around with Dogecoin because it's the stupidest of all of the internet monies. It is meme coin, and I find that hilarious and fitting for Aquarius energy. Like, Aquarius has a reputation of taking itself seriously, especially when it comes to like people and stuff, but when it comes to the energy of Aquarius itself, I find it to be something closer to like a trickster energy. It's to just make you think about what your assumptions are. Part of it has to deal with the fact that it looks like water, but it's an air sign. But that's how I feel Aquarius energy is. And just to see that with everything that's happening in this chart, and then seeing Dogecoin. So just to see all so just to see that Aquarius energy, that rebellious spirit, mesh with Dogecoin, I think. I'm putting money into Dogecoin, and I've seen Dogecoin go up by like a lot of money. It was a penny stock, so don't get me wrong. It's not like it was worth a lot to begin with. But in 2 days, it's gone up to almost 9 cents, and now it's sitting at like 8 cents. So, you know, if you want to get in on... And then we've got Elon Musk, which is an he is an elite. He's not a people's person. He comes from a rich family. His family owned mines, gemstone mines in South Africa. He's not one of us. But he is a rich person who's kind of like joining forces with us to try and make Dogecoin a thing. Obviously, he's going to profit. But each time he tweets about Dogecoin, people buy Dogecoin. So, and he's talking about it and tweeting about it right now. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Especially since he does... I'm not sure what his investments are in PayPal, but he was one of the people who created PayPal. And PayPal now deals with cryptocurrencies, but does not deal with Dogecoin. I don't know what that means, but it is interesting. Anyway, that little aside, I'm just expecting something to happen. Specifically because this much Aquarius energy in play was in 1962. Alright, so here I have a chart for Aquarius energy in 1962. The date is February 4th, 1962, and we have Mars, Saturn, the Moon, the Sun, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter all in the sign of Aquarius at this moment. In 1962, there was this event called the Kennedy Slide of 1962 that's known as a flash crash. And it happened from December of 1961 to June of 1962. So it was just like a 6 month period. It wasn't very long at all. And the stock market just, let me read from Wikipedia. During the time period leading up to the Kennedy Slide of 1962, the economy was experiencing rapid expansion. From February of 1951 to December of 1959, the real GDP of the United States had risen significantly. Probably in part to do with all of those loans that we gave to Europe after the post-war period. But I digress. Stock prices had been on a steady rise since the late 1940s, and when John F. Kennedy took office in 1961, he promised that recovery would continue. After continuing to rise through December of 1961, however, the stock market experienced a massive decline. Through June of 1962, the S&P 500 experienced a 22.5% decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 5.7% on May 28, 1962 alone, in what was termed the flash crash of 1962. My favorite part of this, honestly, is that it sounds like a lot of the crash itself was due to short selling. So the very same thing that GME or GameStop that caused that craziness to happen on the stock market, it was short selling. It's the same damn thing. Here is the part that I find truly hilarious, simply because it sounds like short selling to me. Granted, I am not an economist. I'm an economy fan. Because, again, anything that helps explain human behaviors, I love it. I'll read it all the time. Let's see. Following the Wall Street crash of 1929, speculators became more cautious and reluctant about holding onto stocks for extended periods of time. As a result, there was an increased trend of pulling on the bear side of the market, betting on stock prices to lower. That sounds like short selling to me. Like betting that a stock is going to do worse so you can make money off of it. These bear raids allowed many Wall Street investors to make fortunes, for adequate regulation of inside information had not yet become established. Sounds like short selling. It just, the reason why I think that something's gonna happen on the 11th is because of that bit. It just sounds like they're short selling then, they're short selling now. And at that point, there wasn't anything else for the little man to like hold on to. But this time, the little man may grab onto Dogecoin. Sounds like I'm trying to push Dogecoin. I'm not, really. I'm just fascinated by it. I really want to be on that ride. If it does go anywhere, that'll be great. I only have $20 in there, which is 136 Dogecoins. But if it gets to a dollar, that's $136. That's awesome. And that only happens if we buy into it and don't sell. So, you know, whatever. Don't look at me. I'm not giving you financial advice. I am not a financial person. I'm a financial fan, finance fan, but not, no, I'm not professional. Please don't. So February 2nd, 1934, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually 5 placements, because one of the placements here is a north node in Aquarius, which will play, which is important in this, so maybe I shouldn't discount it. So 1934 is, this is when the business plot started being exposed and started being reported on. Was it around this time? And then you have Bonnie and Clyde going on a murder spree during this point, or like a robbing spree. So again, this isn't things that happened during this conflagration of planets. I'm not sure I used that word right. Anyway, it's not just, it's just like the, so energies isn't finite. You don't go from one energy to another, and there's, it's like a waveform, to borrow from physics a little bit. It builds up and then dissipates. It builds up and then dissipates. It's not defined. And when you have a bunch of different energies kind of coalescing, you're kind of gonna, all of these different, like, if imagine all of the planets have their own frequency and length, and all of their frequency and amplitude, and they all meet at the same, there's just, they all have a peak at the same time. It's hard to predict when that peak is, at least for me it is. More experienced astrologers might be able to like do more with that, but I can't. So but during 1934 you have Bonnie and Clyde and the business plot happening, and then you also see the, no, I'm talking about the New Deal that was developed during this time. It's, yeah, FDR had just come in, had just spent a year in office at this point, and the New Deal was just starting to be developed. And specifically in January, there was the Gold Reserve Act was passed, and then all the gold that was held in the Federal Reserve was to be surrendered to the Department of Treasury. Immediately following this, President Roosevelt raised the statutory gold price from $20.67 per ounce to $35. And this was, it's again, it's just this thing with money happening during this time with all of this stuff in Aquarius. And this particular event in 1934, I'm not super seeing anything in any of the Earth signs except for Neptune and Virgo. But, which is about, Neptune's about secret plots and secret plots happening. So there's the business plot was going on during this time, was being kind of like thwarted at this time. So that's interesting, especially since it's kind of like, what is that? Oh, it's almost in opposition to the North Node too, which is in Aquarius, which is again a sign of the people. And North Node is like the direction of like the country's soul, essentially. Oh, that's interesting. It's an interesting little correlation there. But yeah, so I just wanted to come on real quick to talk about this just because I find it very interesting and because I didn't have enough time to do the amount of research that I wanted for my next nation that I'm going to be looking at, which is going to be high-end period Japan. I've finally decided. So, hope this short little episode works, especially since there aren't too many of you right now, so I'm sure it'll be fine. But yeah, so thank you for listening to me ramble on about astrology for almost 20 minutes. If you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Instagram. I am witchy_woven. And like weaving a tapestry. And then I am on Twitch as Astro Seeker. I will make an email eventually, probably a Twitter as well, so that I can kind of interact more, because I want to hear what people are actually curious about. But anyhow, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. Bye.